Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this solemnity of Padre Pio, patron saint of our institute. And Padre Pio is definitely a unique saint in the history of the church. God willed to fill him with just about every extraordinary phenomenon that we're aware of. You know, Padre Pio had the gift of reading hearts, of reading souls. This is why, or one reason why, he was such a great confessor. He, of course, studied St. Alphonsus Liguori, doctor of the church, doctor of moral theology, and that's who Padre Pio used as his source and foundation for his moral theology and for hearing confessions, St. Alphonsus Liguori. But he was also gifted by God with the ability to read hearts, to read souls, to know the penitent's sins before they even mentioned them. Right? And because he had this gift and enlightenment from God, he was able to know exactly the medicine that that particular soul needed, the counsel that he needed to give. And sometimes that included sending them away and not giving them absolution, because that soul was not properly disposed to receive God's mercy, or was not as well disposed as it could be if he gave that soul the hard medicine of denying absolution and waiting for later when that soul was better disposed. Padre Pio also had the gift of bilocation, being in two different places at the same time. Of course, he's probably most famous for the stigmata, which he had for 50 years, and these wounds of our Lord imprinted on his body, which he asked and prayed to be removed. That prayer was finally answered at his death, when in fact there were no more wounds, and in fact there were no more scars either. Heavenly visions, Padre Pio, from a very young age, saw his guardian angel, and he thought this was a normal thing. He thought everybody was able to see their guardian angel and was surprised to find out that that wasn't the case. He had the gift of miraculous healing. There's the famous girl who was blind. She had no pupils, and through Padre Pio's intercession, she was miraculously able to see, notwithstanding she never regained her pupils. Right? She still continued to live without pupils, but miraculously was able to see. So this was like an ongoing miracle from day to day. Levitation. Padre Pio had the gift of levitation, also the gift of tongues, to understand languages which he never studied, I think with the help of his guardian angel, and also to speak those languages which he never studied in the confessional. But just like St. Paul, in order that he may not become proud, God also gave him the thorn in his side. Right? Padre Pio experienced being beaten severely by demons, being bruised and pummeled by them. And so, we of course cannot imitate Padre Pio in these things, these extraordinary phenomena, and we really shouldn't desire to imitate him in these things, but we should desire to imitate his virtues, right? His heroic charity, his adherence to the will of the Lord. And we notice towards Padre Pio's death, another thing that we do share with Padre Pio, his religious profession. At the end of his life, he is giving his blessings towards all of his spiritual children and all of his fellow friars. And after giving his final blessings, what does he do? He asks to renew the act of religious profession, right? His religious vows. So in this, we have the grace to share with Padre Pio, to be his brothers in the Franciscan order, and as patron of our institute, to be his spiritual sons. So let's strive to be as faithful as he was in observing his vows. This is the important thing. This is what we ask of Padre Pio, to be faithful, to observe our vows and to persevere in them until the end. And really, this is the counsel and the advice that Padre Pio gives to us all as well. As is written in our Book of Sanctification, observe what you are to observe, and you will become saints. Padre Pio, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.